Support for LAist comes from Pasadena Water and Power. Every individual's actions matter in preserving resources. Join the ripple effect to build a more resilient water future. Learn more about water programs, workshops, and ways to save at pwpweb.com/the ripple effect.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
Today on the LA Report. The USC campus remains closed to outsiders after yesterday's pro-Palestinian protest resulted in police arresting dozens of participants. Los Angeles County health officials are offering an online snapshot of various communities with a new searchable database. And a one-night-only photography exhibit in L.A. turns a lens on domestic workers.
Seeing these women that know their rights and they're not afraid to talk about them was pretty impressive for me.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The University of Southern California's campus remains closed to outsiders until further notice after students and others set up an encampment in Alumni Park in protest of Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. The Los Angeles Police Department confirms nearly 100 people have been arrested for trespassing. No injuries have been reported, though at least one person was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. Police patrols will continue on USC's campus today, which is only open to those with campus ID or people with verifiable business there. Los Angeles County has launched a new searchable database focused on health and wellness. Senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
Want to know about community safety or smoking rates in your neighborhood? Now you can look it up on a website and compare it to other areas of LA. Public Health Chief Science Officer Rajmi Shetgiri says the site offers a snapshot of factors that affect people's health.
We've organized the data in a way to really broaden the perspective from simply looking at individual level interventions to the environmental, social, and economic influences on health behaviors and outcomes.
You can download the data directly or see it on a map. Shetgiri says it will be kept up to date, though it's only available in English and doesn't include Long Beach or Pasadena, which have their own health departments. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Los Angeles County's proposed budget for the coming fiscal year is a $45 billion spending plan that makes big investments in mental health. More than half of the 800 or so new positions in the plan would be in the Department of Mental Health. LA County CEO Fecia Davenport presented the recommended budget to county supervisors this week.
These investments have a multiplier effect. They help reduce homelessness. They help reduce the number of persons in our jails with mental health issues, and they help communities thrive through better access to care.
Still, other county leaders and some activists say the new jobs in mental health won't go far enough to meet the need. Public hearings for the recommended county budget begin May 15th. The state attorney general's office has filed 11 felony charges against L.A. County's assistant district attorney for ethics and integrity. Diana Terran is accused of using confidential government data at the DA's office that she allegedly acquired while previously working at the sheriff's department as a constitutional policing advisor. Her position with the DA's office allows her to supervise units that investigate organized crime, corruption, and wrongdoing by law enforcement officials and by lawyers. Coming up, some people who park in bus lanes or in front of bus stops may get a ticket after being caught on camera.
Support for LAist comes from Pasadena Water and Power, inviting everyone to join the ripple effect. Water plays a pivotal role in our lives, and every individual's actions matter in preserving this resource. Each action we take starts the ripple of change, making a greater impact throughout the community. Be part of the ripple effect and learn more about water programs, workshops, and ways to save at pwpweb.com/the ripple effect.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Back Back now to the LA Report. If you take the Santa Monica Metro bus to downtown Los Angeles, you may notice two extra cameras on the inside of the windshield. Those are AI-powered cameras that Metro has installed to identify vehicles parked in bus lanes or in front of bus stops. Those cameras are not active yet. Metro has installed 15 of them along bus route 720 and 212, but they plan on installing 100 cameras in total. Once they're in operation, errant drivers will get warning notices for 60 days before the ticketing part of the program kicks in. You can read more about it online at LAist.com. Happening tonight, a pop-up art exhibit in LA's West Adams neighborhood will feature photos of local domestic workers. It's part of a larger campaign for domestic worker rights in California. Joe Ramos is one of two photographers who spent time with the workers, shooting portraits or photographing them on the job.
Seeing these women that know their rights and they're not afraid to talk about them was pretty impressive for me.
The exhibit at the START Los Angeles Gallery tonight is organized by the California Domestic Workers Coalition, one of several groups pushing state legislators for a domestic worker safety law. Thousands of campers will be making their way to the Empire Polo Club in Indio today for this weekend's Stagecoach Country Music Festival. The annual extravaganza will be headlined by Eric Church tomorrow, Miranda Lambert on Saturday, and Morgan Wallen on Sunday. Campers should not forget their tent stakes, as strong winds will be blowing through the Coachella Valley through tomorrow night. Meanwhile, this afternoon, it'll be sunny in the low desert with highs in the low to mid-80s. Elsewhere, you'll see cloudy and cool conditions with highs in the 60s from the coastal areas into the valleys and to the Inland Empire. The Antelope Valley will be in the upper 50s to low 60s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.